This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I actually get this question quite a bit by parents who struggle sometimes to, you know, make their children consistent in their prayer, you know, whether they have reached puberty or not. What is the best way to, let's say, encourage the child or make the child, you know, love the prayer and pray regularly and consistently? And is there a way, like, you go gradually, or what do you do, basically?
I'm wondering what you say, Sheikh, when they ask you this question.
I start with dua.
You say in the dua, Ibrahim alayhi salam said, "Oh Allah, make me among those who establish the salah and from my children."
Yes.
Very good. So that's one.
And I remember the ayah of the Quran, وَأَمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاصْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا,
meaning remind and order your family.
Yeah, but be patient with them. So I do that, and I tell
patient,
the people to
like,
do that.
Don't give up. Don't
be consistent in asking them.
And also don't be harsh.
Right.
You know, be nice and gentle. Just a reminder.
Give us a holistic answer.
Well, Sheikh, one other thing I'll say. Make sure that you pray with, for example, if you're a mother, pray with your daughters. Mm-hmm. Ask them to come join you in prayer, so they see you as a role model. If you're a father, pray with them or take them with you to the masjid.
Can you tell them in the camera?
Yeah. I'm telling them. Be basically consistent.
Remember that.
Yeah. Be consistent and taking them to the masjid. Come to the masjid more often. Also, one of the things that you can make a prize. If you're consistent praying for this amount, for a month, no missing salah at all, Fajr, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, there is a prize for you. You know, reward them for doing good. You know, talk to them about the importance of salah. Start early. You know, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Mura uladakum bis salati lisab." Order them to pray at seven. And even at 10, you become firm. And there is discipline if they did not pray. So be firm about this. Let them make sure that as-salah is more important than anything else. One of the reasons kids not consistent salah, because when they go out to, let's say, to the park or to play or to, you know, these jumping places where they go play on the boardwalk or, you know, or go to a theater, and they book this kind of trip or this activity around the salah, so they miss the salah. Mm-hmm. Make sure they said, no, before you book your activity, is this around salah time? Make them think that their life is around the salah. Their activity is around the salah. I'm not going to miss the salah. And if they're outside, let's stop and pray. How can we pray in public? Let them see you doing that.
Right.
So these things will help them. Don't make the salah too long for them, and so they will get bored. Teach them in the salah that they make dua. Teach them that this is an opportunity for them to review their Quran, you know, to read different verses. Sometimes you encourage them to lead the salah. Mahmud ibn Rabi', he was a child, and he was leading his people sometime. You know, there is a little bit of caveat for this. Is a child allowed to lead salah or not? As long as the child, there's a debate between the fuqaha of the validity, but let's say at least in volunteer prayers, okay? And also if they are mumayyiz, if they are know all the rules of the salah, the sahu, the wudu,
they can keep their purity.
Yeah, so in my opinion, they will be allowed to lead the salah. One of the things also to make them consistent with the salah, make sure that they pray salat al-nafila, the volunteer prayers, from the early age. Because, subhanAllah, volunteer prayers is like siyaj, is like a protection for the obligatory prayers.
Right.
Yeah. It's like a layer of defense. So the shaitan, if you only pray obligatory prayer, the shaitan straight go to the obligatory prayer.
Right.
But if you have a defense mechanism, like a wall around it, which
you
is the voluntary
like
prayer,
him.
It weakened the shaitan before right. he reaching to the wajibat.
Right.
That's why if somebody like became careless about the volunteer, if even we notice from ourselves as adults, if we don't care about the volunteer prayers, we found later on our salah, the obligatory prayer, and not on time, not as focused, it became weaker. But if you're good with your volunteer prayers, or sunan prayer, that protect the core prayer. So that's why also, if you look at the older, I don't know if you know something in the masjid, look at the older generations. They always pray the sunnah.
Yes.
Even though not very religious. While you see the so-called religious young people, they don't care about salat al-sunnah. Salat sunnat al-maghrib, sunnat al-isha, sunnat al-fajr, sunnat al-dhuhr, they don't care about it.
They probably pray it at home.
Allah, Sheikh, I don't know. These young, I notice a lot of them don't pray. But that's something, why the older ones do that? Because from the beginning of their life, they were told, you pray the sunnah, you pray the sunnah, you pray the 12 rak'ah every day. And that's why they're consistent in their salah is strong. My father, for example, said, I never missed salah since I was 7 years old. You know, many people today, even religious, they can't make that claim. And my father was just an average person, rahimahullah. So, and that's something that for me, because they always pray it and pray the sunnah with it. So these are some points that, I think it has to be a concern, cooperation between father and mother about the importance of salah, encouragement, putting rewards for it, admonitions, be nice, be consistent, be a role model.
Be patient with them.
Be patient with them and wake them up for the salah.
Right. So dua, you make dua for them. The parent lead by example. They call them to pray with them. They put a prize. They make a schedule. Okay, I want you to fill this. How many prayers you prayed? And by the end of the month, there is this prize for you. Bring them to the masjid. Make them love to make dua to Allah. If they need something, your prayer is
your means to
your,
that.
Your way for that. Don't
pray
make
the
a
sunnah.
Dog. Pray the sunnah, which is the
protections.
The protection for the fard, the obligatory. These are great, really great points.
Yeah.
Yes.
Allah yuslah hawana ya rab.
Ameen.
Wa rabna awlad al-muslimin ya rab.
Jazakallah khair, Shaykh.
Jazakallah khair. Salamat Allah wa barakatuh.